Mistress of Ascension.
Awesome. We already have Will.
I've always helped people remember who they are. And
this is game time, everybody. The time for us to come together in unity and realize that we are all reflections of each other. We're all interconnected.
You have worth that goes beyond what you do as a human on this planet. On Portal to Ascension, I've dealt with thousands of topics, thousands of speakers. It's called Portal to Ascension because it's like it's an umbrella for all types of information that we really want to delve into. The bottom line is remembering who you truly are.
Sweet. The bottom line is remembering who you truly are. And we have a fantastic show lined up for you guys. We're going to be speaking to one of the four front runners and leaders of this Ascension movement with a very fascinating history. You're going to love her. But meanwhile, just welcome everyone from wherever you are. Let us know where you're from so that we can truly kind of in our soul search of ascension, we can feel part of a tribe, a collective tribe of all of us going together. So I'm one of your hosts. I'm Joan of Angels. I am an intuitive guide, transformational coach, and director of productions now for Portal to Ascension, here with my beautiful co-host, Angel Tangela, right, from Soul Search.
Hi, everyone. So great to be here. And Joan, always so fun to be here with you. I just love delving into ascension deeper and deeper and really just getting to connect with our incredible speakers and all of our incredible viewers. We love your questions and your comments. So it's just exciting to be here with you guys today.
I know. And I have to say, Will has been here first. And I love that we can get to see you. And welcome to Universe, also Alquimia. So we are happy to see you all. Welcome. Really let us know where you're from because we really want to spread this out. So Tangela, I want to ask you one question. How come you actually knew that I was going to go into the purple and pastel colors that were so matching?
Well, you know, we are energetically connected. And as we continue to build our telepathic abilities, we can really tune in and connect with one another. And I see that's what we've been doing through this conference together and just this interview series, just connecting more and more and more on so many levels. And it just shows in this way.
I know. So now we're in harmony and resonance, which is exactly what Ascension's about. So I thought before we go to bring our guest on, we're going to talk about the now free upcoming 2-day online Ascension of the Soul. So Ascending is now available for each and every one of you. If your soul says yes, why don't I show the conference and you share a little bit about it? How's that?
Sounds great.
Okay, good. Just want to take a minute because I'm really excited about the conference. I think we're so lucky to be doing it. We have amazing speakers, fat guys. All of the speakers you've been hearing on these interviews are on the conference, which I think is amazing.
Exactly. And we're just super excited to be putting this together October 29th and 30th, Portal to Ascension and Soul Search, bringing together 25 incredible speakers talking about all aspects of ascension and the process, everything from dark night of the soul, shadow work, the Akashic Records perspective of ascension, an astrological perspective, managing your human and animal body during ascension. So it's really exciting just because we have such a diverse group of speakers coming together, chatting about everything from the next frontier of consciousness to living multidimensionally. And you know, it's going to give everyone a chance to get to know the speakers even better and their perspective on ascension, also tap into some tools and techniques that they'll be downloading during these 2 days. So it's going
to
be
fun. So many ways to get to those realms. It's so exciting. And I think it's our destiny. So guys, if you're new to our channel, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're on Portal to Ascension, New Realities, Soul Search, or Joan of Angels, just like and share it out with your friends. And as I said, let us know where you're from. We have North Carolina in the house now. And I don't know about you, but I'm in California. Okay. So guys, everyone, let's just take a deep breath together. Breathe it all out. And we just ask that the information, the wisdom that's shared today helps heal your heart and helps you remember more of who you are. And so it is. So Tangela, why don't you tell everyone about our wonderful guest? And then I want to share a little bit about her after too, but you start.
Sure. And I'm so excited to be here to be introducing our dear friend and partner in this whole evolution of consciousness movement that we are co-creating together, Deborah Giusti. And Deborah, for over 45 years, she has been on the leading edge of the ever-emerging progressive and spiritual culture, supporting and creating new paradigm evolution. She has been an entrepreneur since she was 21, growing a series of businesses that support personal growth, healthy and sustainable lifestyles, new spirituality, and community connection. She is currently on a mission in support of the planetary awakening that is taking place throughout the world. From 1978 to 2011, she produced the Harmony Festival, which was a music, art, eco-spiritual festival with over 30,000 participants yearly in Sonoma, California. And it was prominently recognized nationally and internationally. And she did this incredible, huge festival for years and continued to build on that with her email marketing company, Wishing Well Promotions, which is probably the premier transformational online network through newsletters where she communicates to over 250,000 subscribers nationally and internationally about all types of transformational online courses, events, and resources. She also, during the pandemic, created the inspirational virtual variety show Saturday Night Alive for the Global Peace Tribe, which had the most famous spiritual leaders, musicians, and entertainers on every weekend on Saturdays. And she continues to produce all types of incredible online programming through Global Peace Tribe, as well as additional ones such as the 5-part online series, Making Contact, The New Realities of UFO Disclosure and Cosmic Awakening. And Deborah is also an ascension expert, and she is the author of the book, Activate Your Soul Tribe, offers a free booklet on ascension tips that is available online. And she produces many workshops, panels, and educational materials on the topic of ascension. So we're really excited to have Deborah here today, who has been at the forefront of this movement for so many years, and she continues to lead the way for all of us. So we're excited.
Up there we go, Deborah.
All of you, so great to be here. Thank you so much, and love you both, Joan and Tangela.
You know, welcome, Joan. We love you. Welcome, Deborah. We love you.
Welcome, Joan. Welcome, Deborah. Welcome, all of you, Sugar Bee. You know, I have to say one thing to the introduction. So, Deborah, I'll never forget. Like, I had seen you around for a long time. Once I moved to Marin, you were like this leading four figure, and I thought you were such a big wig. Okay, quote. Bigwig, you know, and I'll never forget running into you. And I was afraid to talk to you. I literally afraid to talk to you. And when I ran into you that weekend, we were both at one conference in Los Angeles, and you came up and you said, you know, Joan, we don't know much about each other. Let's have breakfast tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, there's Deborah in my mind, this bigwig that I'm afraid of talking, like saying, let's like get to know each other. And I have found you to be one of the, just a leading person, very amazing in your work, and your consciousness of inclusiveness is just unified, you know, unified field consciousness, and even new territories. It's really exciting to see. So just having you on this show is exciting.
Thank you. And for me, Soul Tribe and Soul Family is one of the most important things. And I saw you as Soul Family. So that's what I do, is when I get that intuition, I see Soul Family, I reach out and say, let's make the connection, let's establish it. So that's where that was coming from.
Yeah, I know. And I want to acknowledge that is who you are. You're a soul connector of people and someone who sounds like you've been on this ascension type journey your entire life.
Yep.
right? Your entire many life.
Many lifetimes, I think.
And you're a leader in it. You're not just a teacher. You know, it's so funny. I've watched you as a leader of it, and now all your classes are coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely. I get instructions from spirit, and I'm real serious about that. And that started when I was a teenager, really. When I started opening up. So I feel like I've been on the path for, especially for what's happening now, this showtime where everything's coming together and everyone's being called to the next level. So I've been on the path, kind of helping people evolve towards that and gathering the soul tribe. And I feel like now we're coming together at this major level with all hands on deck with what's going to be happening here in the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I think we're going to be around for another 50 years, on this case with the ascension and everything that's allowing us to regenerate our health. So yeah, I'm pretty serious about it. This is the main thing that I do really is mission and moving forward the evolution. That's just
God, as you talk, as you're speaking, I could really feel you as this force that knew exactly what you came down here for, which is to gather the tribe so that we'd be prepared for now. I mean, I think this is the period of time we chose to be here for. Uh-huh. And I can feel even just your presence right here on the show. I can feel like, okay, team, okay, tribe, line up. You know, here's your instructions. You know what you're doing. We're all together. And you create that platform.
And let's have fun doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I love, Deborah. You know, you really bring this fun and joy to this ascension work that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you've always had that guidance since you were a young girl, since you were a teenager. Mm-hmm. So do you want to just tell us a little bit more about that and how your journey got started?
Sure. Well, I timed it so that when I was a teenager, the 60s happened, right?
Oh,
and I timed it so I was born like an hour from San Francisco. So I was really influenced by this kind of first transmission of everyone waking up to peace, love, and harmony, which I feel like was one of the first transmissions of jumping out of the box and doing your own thing and being called by spirit to creatively lead forward. And that's where everything was planted. And as a teenager, I'd go to the communes where the hippies were and hang out with the naked hippies. You know,
where are these communes, Deborah? I may have friends who are in those communes.
Exactly. In Sebastopol, Morningstar Ranch. So I'd go there, yeah, hang out with them and get influenced. And there was a metaphysical bookstore downtown too. And so I always had this tendency and I just started seeking right away. And my high school teacher in English was teaching us about Jung. So all this stuff started coming in as I was a teenager. And my first household in Sebastopol was a Gurdjieff household. So I was in the work immediately. And I also was initiated into the Sufi order. So that was a whole lineage that I immediately took it on. And it was all, the inspiration was dance, because I wanted to learn the Gurdjieff movements. And I realized, wow, that's a whole practice. I'll go live with them and do the work every day, which 6 o'clock in the morning meditation and being in the work to look at yourself in the mirror nonstop. And then the Sufis were all over San Francisco. And that was a similar lineage, but more from the heart and from the spirit. And then I was at Sonoma State University and a group wanted to create a festival to honor Swami Muktananda coming to the United States. And that was the first seedling of Harmony Festival. It's called the Spring Harmony Festival. And I arranged all the booths and I felt a calling and it's like, yes, you know, all this information is coming through. Let's ground it in festival. And of course, Woodstock was like a big brother, you know, who was saying, hey, this is what you can do. You can really transform consciousness by bringing community together with the arts and the music and all the information. So we did that 1 year and I felt really called, you know, and you feel called if it's your passion. If you feel the passion-o-meter, go out and you'll do that no matter if you make money or work nonstop or whatever. If you're still doing it, that's your mission. That's what's fulfilling it. So me and a partner took it from Sonoma State University to Sonoma County Fairgrounds and made it public. And it started out, it was kind of all over the place, 500 people with the elements of music, arts, ecology, women's movement, spirituality, honoring the children, just kind of all the elements of the festival. And then I created a Christmas fair too at that time, and also a distributing company for natural food products, because in 1978, everything was opening up from that. And then we just kept producing that every year. And I didn't have children, but I birthed this festival every year. So all my feminine juju, which is so powerful in women, went into creating the Harmony Festival, which grew for 33 years from 500 people to 30,000 people. And really was a force of nature to network the consciousness of people. And we were always, every before a festival, we would look at, well, what's the next consciousness that's evolving? And at one point, for example, we had all the ecology products all over, but then Earth Day happened. And so that was really, people finally got Earth Day, and we created an eco village within the festival. So then after that, we started creating little other mini sections within the festival of all the next level of consciousness that kept evolving and evolving. And of course, Northern California was a hotbed for all of that. So I had a distributing company for health products and that, and so just kept doing that. And it's an incredible amount of work. But it's like bearing children. Look what you do for your child. You'll do anything. So that's the relationship of the projects that I birth that come from spirit when I know I'm supposed to do something. And now it's even more aligned. I'll be in my meditation in the morning, which I do every morning, 4 a.m., and ideas and contacts and all that come. So I feel like over the years, I've developed my, you know, my directions from my ascended master team that know I'm here and I'm going to follow through and go for it and do everything at the highest level. So yeah, and then my consciousness has evolved, obviously. I've been through, this is not just producing out there, this is going through the internal transformation inside to be more and more in alignment with everything that's evolving and be more of a vehicle for birthing these projects at the next level. So at one point I went through my huge dark night of the soul, which a lot of people have, either mini ones or large ones. And a lot of times it's clearing a lot of karma, and it's really allowing your spirit to focus totally on your connection with spirit. Because everything that is not, everything that you think is important goes away. And so what you're left with is your connection with spirit. And that's what you grow the rest of your life from. So I lost my husband at that point. I lost all my money, which was about $1 million at that point in time. And it's when the festival ended. I lost the festival. So that was something I had grown. That was like my child, to have your child die. And so that was a dark night of the soul period where everything evaporated. And at times you feel like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore, you know? And then you connect with soul, and then you start really connecting and knowing that's your power. Not that I didn't before, but this really anchors it in. And you just start building it up brick by brick of everything. And at that time, I remember going into a session with Celestine, my dear soul sister. And so we went into a deep spiritual session because I didn't know what my mission was anymore. If Harmony was taken away, you know, if all my money to do what I wanted was taken away, my husband, my family. And what I came to is I went really, really deep within. This was in 2012, the word ascension popped out. Now, no one was talking about it really at that time. I didn't even know what it meant, but that's what came through me. So I knew that my next level was to take it all together and go, or at least I began to understand, was to take everything that I've been doing and transmit the ascension, which is us evolving to the new human. And that's what all this personal growth and awareness and everything that we were doing was really meaning, was really coming to. It was coming to us as a humanity to ascend to the next level of the divine human. And so then slowly, brick by brick, again, continued to build up this reality. And I kept doing the email marketing and growing the network there, because it's my core mission had not gone away. It's like being on the forefront and being on the cutting edge of the paradigm and checking it all out and going, hey guys, this is what's coming, check this out, you know? So that's kind of what my role is. And then started to study with all the ascension teachers that were coming out. One of my first teachers was Meg Benedicte, because I'd go up to Shasta and she was up there. And we created a really beautiful alignment. And then Sandra Walters. And I love studying with everyone and seeing what's happening on everything. So that's been my passion, is to study it and then go through the transformation myself. I mean, big time. I work with Ascension Guide every couple weeks, because with what I do, and you know, I've got to keep clear, I've got to keep moving forward. And if you come in at that level, life throws it at you. You know, you'll get curveballs here and there. You know, you're on the front lines, you're about ready to, you know. So I get a lot of support, and to me, that's fun. Like even at the end of the night, when I want to study something, I'll listen to Ascension YouTubes, you know, and get another piece, because my phone has become my Ascension teacher, where I turn it on and whoa, that's exactly what I needed to know for the next level. So yeah, I'm really passionate about it, and then just publish the Ascension tips, because I know people don't understand what that means. Like, what does it mean? You're just flying out of your body and resurrecting like Christ did. On a certain level, it does. But I think we all know what we're talking about is an embodied ascension, where we're actually alchemically transforming and opening up our psyche, our consciousness, our abilities, our connection, our telepathy, everything to the next level. And there's so much more. In preparation for the new earth, we all know that we're here to birth at this level, and that is coming. So that's why I wrote the Ascension tips. So it'd be really easy for people to look at their life and go, oh, that's what's happening to me. And that's what's happening. That's what's going on. And this what's next, you know, so they could see the whole progression of what's going on. Because it's a planetary ascension. This is not, you know, in the past it was certain masters ascending pop, pop, pop. And now it's pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 you know, especially with the mass spiritual retreat that the globe just went through, you know, mandatory spiritual retreat of the plandemic and all that.
No, absolutely.
We had such an incredible, leadership role in this evolution of consciousness. And I want to say I'm also initiated in the Sufi order. So we have that in common, you know, that which is amazing. And so just from where you started with the Harmony Festival, how do you see consciousness as shifting? How has it shifted? How has this movement shifted? Like, where were we then? You know, you were working with all of the top spiritual leaders then, and where do you see us now? Like, what's shifted for you?
Well, I see maybe we call first waivers, those that came in to break the mold and kind of get, you know, which I'm a part of, like Joan's a part of. And then there's this whole other level of people opening up, and the children that are coming in at a high consciousness. And this whole, I mean, what's happening now is nothing's hidden. It's all up on the surface, and everything is moving so much more quickly. And a lot of the teachers that were speaking about personal growth and health, kind of being the ceiling of everything, are now really seeing more of a evolutionary galactic purpose in this all. So our awareness is opening up more and more and more. And so, and we're all teaching each other at this point. It's so quick. I mean, the children are teaching us, and everyone's popping open, you know, so it's more to where it's leading to this critical mass that will be happening. And that's when the consciousness shifts, whether it's a solar flash or we all get it, you know, like with, for example, the Me Too movement, we all knew that women were being really violated for years, but it was understood, but it just kept seeping out through everyone. And then one after another, more and more information came out, and then the critical tip happened, where then, okay, no more, you know, and now it's not cool to violate women, and it's not quite very good for men. They're kind of getting blamed for everything. But that's what will happen with the ascension, is that more and more people understand and know, and you know, all this dysfunction that's coming up now to be what I call revealed and healed. You know, there's still a lot of work to go. And as above, so below, it's coming out in our world. We see it all the time. And people are standing up and saying, no, we don't want to live like this, whether it's war or all the trauma or the pollution, just all of it. You know, it's like the difference is people, it's all up there to be seen. And then people do the same as above, so below inner work. You know, you've got it. The ascension is about deep, deep inner work, because you can't have the traumas and the core wounds. You've got to heal them and grow beyond them. And that's a big piece of the ascension process, because those will hold you back in the lower densities and the lower vibrations. And you've got to heal that and be able to sustain the higher levels. So I see certain teachers that I've followed forever having the same insight like I'm having. So I think we all tap into the field of information that comes in and starts to get it, and then share it at whatever level that we have. So I'm, you know, really excited about all of it.
We live in exciting times. You know, I think that the last few years brought forward for us, we're in a grand initiation globally, you know, like you kind of said it, we're all, those of us who are saying yes, are going through that. And this is our time. It is going to happen, especially because there's a wave now of people that are waking up. And it is, and it's really interesting, because I feel like these are the times for which we've been called. You know, like people like Tangela and I, and you've been doing this a long time, Deborah, but you're collecting more leaders and more people that are here just to help lead the way for this time.
Yeah, and everyone has their own part. You know, what Portal to Ascension doing is amazing, you know, and Tangela networking with them, and everyone collaborating together is a big part of it too. It's high level collaboration is the power, is us all working together and supporting each other. And
right,
supporting all the information getting out and supporting all the people in their transformation.
And you use the right word. It's called collaboration. You know, we're a planet. We all live on planet Earth. That means that, you know, we all are here, and collectively, and in a sense, we're a huge community. And I always think that the highest vibration, like the planet, can ascend only to the highest of the lowest. And so that we're sort of all here to raise them up from the bottom up so we can go together. Mm-hmm. So that's my philosophy. So do you take private, like in all the work you do, do you take private clients, or are you more the big picture person? Like what do you actually do now?
I know it's a crazy question. And I pray.
Well, yes, you get up. I know I got an email from you at 4:35 this morning.
Yeah, no, I do get up really early, because first of all, that's when I have my closest connection with spirit, and I get a lot of downloads and I get a lot of insights, and literally I can go on my phone and look for something to listen to, and there's a message for me, that kind of thing. And then I go right into meditation and center my energies and download energies from the universe that actually heal me and organize my body. And then I download in inspiration. And then I bring in my ascended master team, literally, which is about 15 ascended masters to be with me and help me during this day and listen to anything that any of them might want to say. So that's how I started. And I usually have a huge reality to accomplish that day. I think the same is true for anyone that's on the front lines. It's a bit overwhelming what we're saying yes to, but we know we have to, because there's just, you know, it's moving forward. And then I work a lot on my computer, weaving all the communications with all my businesses. And I do take private clients at times, those that want to get support from me. So I do that. And I take on other projects. My new project is I'm going to help bring in the EE Systems healing device into where I live in Sonoma County and Marin County. I, you know, I don't know why I'm taking on another huge thing, but I'm going to work in collaboration and partnership and just trust it's there for me to do, because everything else has lined up so perfectly for me to do it. And I feel like it's so important to get the new technology healing devices, which is part of building the new earth, to the people so they can heal from all the trauma, all the pollution, certain things that they may have taken into their body that they didn't understand were not great for them, and all of that. So I pretty much work, and then I will work out, because being on computer, you've got to take care of the temple too. So I will go to workout, dance, yoga. And then in the evening, you know, try to do something that connects with people, or I'm, you know, studying something or something like that. But I pretty much work 10, 12 hours a day, just putting everything forward, and work in collaboration a lot. I have amazing team, you know, amazing team that I work on with all my businesses. So I attract around me really high people with the same soul contract, you know, so that we're working together in a really high level way.
So Deborah, what is the e-system, if you wanted to just let everyone who's watching know a little bit more about this, and how you see it as part of the ascension process we're going through?
Yeah, it's a new technology healing device developed by Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels, that she's been developing for 20 years and recently, and it's a scalar wave system. And the way she describes it, which is the kind of non-technical way, is that the powerful scalar waves in this really high frequency go into the DNA, and they support eliminating all the dysfunction that has been created in DNA from the pollution, from the trauma, from everything that's been going on, and gets the body back, or the DNA back, to a divine blueprint function so it can self-heal quickly. And I found out about it because a really good friend of mine had had multiple strokes and couldn't walk, and went in and had a 2-hour treatment. And after that, he could walk out. And with multiple treatments, he's about 70% better. So I had an immediate confirmation of someone who was really good. And so I just got, you know, the passion comes in your belly, you know, and I also had some health challenges. So things happened synchronistically where I had kind of a personal issue, as well as, wow, you know, because with the ascension process, it is really deep inner alchemy that you're doing. And if you're dealing with a lot of pollutions and toxins and cancer and anything else that's in your body, it's harder to get to that place where you can then alchemize your whole body and your whole energy system up to this level. So I feel like it's one of the devices that's meant to get us back to our original divine blueprint, so then we can again go up to the next level. So, and I've heard a lot of people, a lot of miracle stories with it, and, you know, everything's different. So I'm feeling called to support that coming out on the planet as one of the healing technologies. I think there's going to be a lot finally that's released. She says that they're telling her now, her guides, that it's time to come out and she'll be protected. Whereas before, that may have not been true. So this is like a thing that's currently happening now.
Wow. So we can really expect more and more of these, what we consider miraculous healing technologies, to be coming forth.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the new earth.
Yeah. And the new humanity that you mentioned, the new humanity. You know, I want to comment on something. We have a comment from Joyful Jennifer, JJ. I love that, which is, you're amazingly self-disciplined. And I want to mention that. I want to talk about that, because from the very beginning of you even being on the show, I can feel you're a spiritual warrior, and you know who you are. And so my answer to that is, like, you seem to know who you are, and we can't sit on the fence anymore. You know, that with this grand initiation, it's about taking action about what we believe in. And so for Joyful Jennifer, you're like a huge role model in a sense, because we can't sit on the fence. There's no way to go for ascension and just, you know, you're between heaven and hell. Let's face it, you have to decide which way you want to go. And that's a commitment. So you emulate that as a leader, Deborah. And guys, I want you to really get that to feel into that power. What our energy, it determines how people even see us.
Yeah, and I think it's just doing it. You know, if you are committed and you follow through with what you're going to say, you're going to get results. It's going to happen. And then there's all the miracles and all the synchronicities and all the yeses and all that that come with operating at a whole nother level. Because with what I do, it's not just me. It's me being committed to follow through, which I know is mine, and then being totally open to all the doorways, the people that I meet, all the, you know, and then it all coming together and being easy on yourself and doing your self-healing of self-love, you know, getting away the negative thoughts and know that whatever happens is fine and you just go forward with it. And the ascension process is a lot about what used to be called personal growth work, but to the next level of it for the purpose of really having this new level of operating. It's a whole new operating system. So the ascension tips explain that, where first you're going through the awakening, and then you really do the personal growth work, which is healing the trauma, healing the negative core beliefs, developing your other senses so that you can operate on a whole nother level. And yes, being disciplined and all that is really important if you're committed, because in the ascension process, that's like the first thing is, are you committed to do this and really follow all the steps and then let all the winds and the beauty and the evolutions evolve for you. So it's not just work. It's like putting in really focused effort and being true to yourself and everyone else that you commit to do something, and then letting these fruits come out that you can just enjoy and then just continue to evolve that over and over again. And I took ballet when I was younger, so maybe I learned that from ballet as well, because that's hard stuff. And then you see your body start to develop, you know, and it takes a while to do the pliés and the arabesque, but all of a sudden you're like pirouetting across the room. But it took being disciplined, you know, and focusing on it. And then you've got it for life. It's in there, you know, whatever you developed. So.
Right. And Deborah, what I love about your work is that you've always been focused on Soul Tribe, you know, with creating the Harmony Festival and bringing, you know, people together, your email list, bringing hundreds of thousands of people together, informing them of what's happening, what's coming up in transformation and consciousness. And you have a book, you know, Activating Your Soul Tribe. What does that mean for you exactly? And what does it mean for all of us, you know, in terms of anyone stepping into ascension?
Yeah, you know, I think we all have our directives. And one of mine was to gather the tribe. Because when we come together and we see each other and we remember each other, it sparks all kinds of remembering and all kinds of initiations of soul contracts. You know, when you come in, this is a very simplistic thing, but you write your blueprint of what you plan to do and who you plan to connect with and who you plan to co-create with. And then in your life, it starts to activate. When you meet someone, you have that feeling and you know that you're supposed to be connected, and then it becomes apparent what you're supposed to do together, whether it's have a baby or create a business or all of that. And this is all explained in my book, Activate Your Soul Tribe, which is available on Amazon, or you can download it for free online. But there's so much power in working together, because we humans are a tribal culture. You know, it's only just recently in humanity that we started to think the white box with the white picket fence was the way to go. But before that, we were always interworking in tribe. And that's how we grew together, is the strength of our tribe and being together. And for me, the most incredible thing is to find people that I resonate with at a high level. They are teachers for me. We can co-create at high levels and we have so much fun together. So for me, that's one of my superpowers, is to call the tribe together in many different forms. And so that's what I've done with the festival. And Saturday Night Alive was another version of that. I felt like it was calling the Harmony Tribe worldwide. We had people joining from all over the world that really were here for the transformation of themselves and the planet and a stand for peace, love, and harmony. So it was activating the whole tribe. And as I said, that is how the ascension is going to happen, is when the tribe wakes up, all of us that came here you know, to ascend at this level, the critical mass happens, and then, you know, and then it just goes to the next level of the new earth. So yes, the tribal consciousness is really important.
Yes, powerful. It is. Powerful.
What are you going to be teaching on the conference? I understand you're going to be on the Ascension of the Soul conference. Mm-hmm. What are you actually going to be teaching about? Because you have so much that you are knowledgeable about.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy to say that I've just birthed the next level of the Ascension tips.
Wow.
I wrote that in collaboration with Meg Benedicte about 3.5 years ago. And that's what was true at that time. And then the last 3.5 years, so much has happened in terms of the awareness of the Ascension and the awareness of what's going on. So I'm going to be teaching about the Ascension tips and also give them to people to work with. And the Ascension tips are just makes it really simple, because it's got to be simple. And then you can go deep into all of them as you want. But it's 4 different stages with 22 tips. On all 4. So the first one is the awakening. And that's what everyone goes through to realize that they're in a box and there's total permission to step outside of the box. And you start to get this passion for your personal growth and for your consciousness and for awakening. And it gives you kind of all the steps of what happens with that with everyone. Sometimes it can just be a knowing that you're ready to come out and awaken. Or sometimes people go through radical things like a near-death experience, and then they awaken to a new level. So that's the first stage. And then the second stage is really where the work begins. It's transmutation. And it gives all the stages of what happens there. And that's a little bit of what I've been talking about, which is really a whole alchemical transmutation of your being, a whole new operating system. And that's where you go in and you get beyond your limited to be beliefs to unlimited beliefs. You really get into your core wounding and heal that so that doesn't bring you down. You open up psychically. You start to be totally aware of multidimensional realities, and you start to exist in that way. Many, many other things within that. The third one is embodiment. And that is understanding that now you take all that and you fully embody and live that. And you start to understand living at fifth dimensional level, what that means to be in oneness consciousness. And you start to understand, oh, there's other levels of bilocating possibly, or connections with your galactic family, or connections with the inner earth, or connections with the ascended masters. And you start to have relationships at all kinds of multidimensional levels. And it really becomes an embodied practice. And then the last one, which is really exciting, is the divine human in the new earth.
Ooh.
So I really got glimpses of what the new earth is going to be like. And this is part one, because this is an evolving document, because everything, just like a major adventure novel, is going to be evolving as we come into more and more understanding. And so it gives the picture of what the new earth is going to be like and what our existence is going to be in the new earth. For example, like being able to manifest instantly, our whole new governance of how the world operates, many, many other topics like that that's being handled. So the Ascension tips are all those 22 tips. So you can easily look at them and go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So it's designed to spark your memory and your understanding, which is what a lot of teachers do for me, as you can agree, when you're with a teacher. It basically, that's at a high level, your next level, they open up your memories and your knowing, your inner knowing, to the next level of what you're meant to know. So this is what the Ascension tips are for at the whole next level of the Ascension.
And you're going to be sharing some of those with us on that day, which is really exciting. Really exciting tools, Deborah. I want you to know something. I swear I can see the angel wings right behind you. Fully ascended master style wings.
Well, you would know.
Hold this energy. It's really, really exciting.
It is. It's so exciting. And I just love what you said. You know, we're just going so far beyond, you know, what teachers used to talk about in terms of self-development, self-empowerment, transformation. I mean, this is so much more expansive, going into the galactic realms, the multidimensional realms, the divine human. It's I mean, what we're talking about is just so exciting and so next level. And it's just amazing that you've created this blueprint for us to really be able to really start diving into and then start choosing our own adventure, like you said.
Definitely.
You know, interesting. You're really pointing out that ascension does require focus, concentration, and intention, because you're getting up at 4 a.m, you're starting your meditation practices all to prepare for 10 hours of a normal work day, you know, and then you go on to study, you know, what you need to learn in your next step. So you are exploring all realms.
And, you know, that's not for everyone. You know, everyone has their own journey. And I say that in the Ascension Tips, you know, you choose your own journey. It's your magical mystery tour. So that's what works for me. Other people have children that they want to be with, who are their teachers, who are there raising the new leaders of their times. And that's where all their energy goes, or whatever it is. But what's important is to tune in and be true to yourself and really do the best thing that you can do for yourself and everyone else that you love and serve together, and just operate at the highest level that you can. And if you need help, go get it. There's so many teachers and healers and so much available for us now. I mean, to get this information and this help, we would have, and, you know, in years past, we would have to go be in years in a mystery school that we'd have to be, you know, sequestered right away. And now it's just here for us if we choose it. So it's most just open up, and it comes to you synchronistically if you ask for it. So that's really the times for that, these blessed times here.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited you've been with us.
You know, that we do have this information just readily available for us. We have our own initiations to go through, but, you know, to be able to just quickly access your Ascension Tips, connect with you through this interview, through the Ascension of the Soul Conference, as well as so many of our other healers and guides, it's just a completely new world we have. And that's part of this ascension, you know, for us to have this access is never this that we've never had before.
And it's only just begun. Really?
It's only just begun. Yeah. Seriously, I think it's so true. Deborah, you know, you've been at the forefront of ascension. You're leading the way. You're still leading the way. And, you know, you picked up from your own dark night of the soul that made me think we should really do an event on the dark thriving after, you know, this dark night of the soul. But you really, you know, you're sharing your story today, too, which I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to know, just like when you had the impression that I was this high mucky muck.
Right.
You know, we're all just human beings going through incredible amount. And especially the people that are the leaders go through more shit, whatever, than most everyone, because they're taking it on. So being compassionate with everyone and being sharing with everyone and knowing everyone's in the same boat. We really are, no matter what they look like. You know, just we all are.
That's so beautiful. And I think that's one of the beautiful things we've experienced from this interview series is, you know, yesterday Joan was speaking about her dark night of the soul. We had, you know, we had most of our teachers on here actually speaking about those really difficult experiences where we are just brought to our knees. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of all of our journey and life. Yeah. And just to be able to connect with you on that level, Deborah, I think is really amazing mm-hmm. for people mm-hmm. to see, because then when they're going to those ascension tips, it's not like, oh, wow, this is just someone who just, you know, somehow, you know, came to this earth and unveiled these tips for us. It's no, someone who's walking this very human journey on this planet.
Yeah. And I would say it's not totally a piece of cake now. I mean, these days are intense, especially with ascension, you know, so it's, you know, a test every single day. It really is. Mm. So, and that's the practice. You just, you know, keep remembering all that you know, keep your vibration high, keep in your heart more than anything, and don't take it all so seriously. You know, I have to tell myself that as well.
Right.
Again.
Exactly. Beautiful. Love very it. Powerful words. And thanks for sharing that with everyone watching, you know, and this joyful Jennifer saying walking the journey. So we are all walking this journey together, which I love. And Deborah, I just love you. And thank you for creating such an incredible community and being one of our leaders and bringing us all together to do this work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love you both and love what you're both doing as well.
I appreciate you taking your time out from your very full schedule and sharing. And I look forward to seeing you on the, I look forward to seeing you all the time. I get to see you a lot, which is great. Now I get to co-host with Deborah on Portal to Ascension, by the way, the Ultimate Star Beings Conference. I might as well mention that, where Deborah is one of the co-hosts, but also to see you speaking at, you know, 2 weeks, the mm-hmm. at this a Portal Ascension of the Soul Conference.
Yeah.
Straight.
Exactly. Well, for all of you guys who've been joining us for all of these amazing interviews, thank you guys for joining in, for all of your questions and comments, and just being a part of this ascension journey together with us. And, you know, we invite you to continue the journey, joining us on October 29th and 30th, where you can be really diving deep with Deborah, hearing even more about her ascension tips that she has just developed and will be, you know, releasing publicly, you know, for the first time, and really presenting for the first time. So it's going to be really exciting. So just inviting all of you guys to stay with us and join us then for that weekend. Wow. Thank you so much.
Wow, that was great. Thank you so much, Deborah. We will see you next time.
Thank you're an Deborah, angel. We love you.
She's an angel in a physical body. Most you can feel that. You can feel that mastery and that, you know, that mm-hmm. high frequency that she has. She just graces the planet with that energy. So I'm happy. And also, guys, now that we're talking about the soul, the Ascension of Soul Conference, it's just been made free. So yeah. I was on the website before and there was a fee on it, but I know by now Neil has corrected it because we wanted to make this a free event for everyone.
Tangela, we wanted to make it completely available for everyone, you know, because we are here for the ascension and we're here to really just open this message up and open this opportunity up. Just like we've been doing this entire month with each one of our speakers, we really want to open up this opportunity so as many people as possible can come, join in, learn, get the downloads, ask questions, interact, do practices together. So, you know, all of you guys, bring friends, bring family. You know, we are really creating a movement together. And so when Neil called me and I was like, yes, let's do it. Because, you know, this is something we are bringing out to the world and we want all of you to be a part of, you know, and so we're just super excited right. to be doing this.
Yeah, no, because when, you know, if one person ascends, we want to bring, you know, this other level up so we can all go together. Tell us a little bit about your work with Soul Search, Tangela, before sure. we close out.
Sure, thank you. And so invite all of you guys to check out soulsearch.io, where you will find amazing, incredible healers, teachers, and guides, such as Joan of Angels and Deborah Giusti and all of our amazing practitioners and speakers at the Ascension Soul Conference. Everyone is a part of Soul Search, and we are all coming together online to support this ascension process. And like Deborah was saying, you know, in the past, we would have had to join these secret mystery schools to find such teachers, to gain such knowledge. And now, you know, we can go online. You can go on there, see and explore different teachers, different modalities, find different courses or retreats you can be a part of, different online shows and experiences, and really just explore and see where your journey takes you.
I love it. Thank you so much. Guys, go check her out, soulsearch.iu. Go check out Deborah Giusti, a lot on that, and actually sign up to get the updated all the time about what's going on in the community. And meanwhile, I am Joan of Angels. I'm a transformational coach. And look for my new work coming out, which is going to be your soul mission activation. And so I'll be doing soul mission activations for people, which is very exciting. And you can find me at Joan of Angels and get your free ebook on awakening to your soul purpose. Anyway, guys, we are so happy. Look for us. We're going to be back online all week doing these shows. Today is Monday. Check out Miracle Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we will see you all next time. Have
wonderful.
A great day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining. Love you guys.
Right. Have a great ascension, right?
Yes.
All right. Great ascension.